This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Let's move into our conversation about water. Health and Wellness 360, our focus is on how much water should we be drinking and how much is too much.
Power Weekend Breakfast, Health and Wellness.
Moloko Mihlapi is our registered dietitian in private practice, part-time lecturer at Sefako Makgatho Health Science University, and the expert who's going to tell us all about water. Moloko, it's so lovely to see you. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. And how are you?
I'm
good to see you too.
Thank you. All right, so how much is too much water? Is it even possible to drink too much water?
Yes, it is possible. There are many factors that determine one's water requirements.
Right.
Things like age, your weight, your height, your sex, and also your physical activity level and your overall health.
Yes.
For example, someone with kidney failure,
yes,
like we need to restrict water there because their kidneys are not functioning well enough to excrete water. Someone with heart failure as well, we need to restrict water as well. So for healthy people, females, they can take up to 11.5 cups of water a day. That is equivalent to 2.7 liters maximum.
Okay.
And then for males, it's up to 15 and a half cups. By a cup, I'm referring to a 250 mils,
yes,
cup. So that is equivalent to around 3.7 liters. So when you're saying someone is taking too much water, is when you are taking the amount of water that is too much for the kidneys to excrete. The kidneys can only excrete about 800 to 1 liter of water per hour. So it also goes to how much water are you having in one sitting.
Yes.
So if you're going to have over 800 or over a liter of water in an hour, then you are at risk of having water overload.
So it's not necessarily about only how much. It's about the rate.
The rate, yeah, the frequency,
the
as
frequency.
Well is.
Yolandi, please can you show Moloko your bottle? So Yolandi's got one of these bottles, ne?
Yes.
I'm sorry, one of these zgubus.
I was tempted to buy one, but it looks heavy.
And I have one of those zgubus, and
yes,
I see them now all the time.
Yes.
To the point where they've been dubbed emotional support water bottles. There's a thing now amongst this generation where we carry our water bottles like a little kid would carry a teddy bear and drink the water as well. So to give an outline for people who are listening, I mean, how much water is that, do you think?
Isn't that 2 liter?
It's about 2 liters in,
yes,
that bottle.
Yes.
And you said 2.7 liters, but per sitting.
Yes. And the other
is the max.
Yes, that,
yeah,
is the max.
Yeah.
So not per sitting, not the 2.7 per sitting.
Yeah.
You shouldn't exceed over 800 mils or a liter in one sitting.
Got you.
Yes. So it's very good that you guys are consuming over 2 liters of water a day.
Oh, so that's fine.
That is fine. As long as you don't consume it all in one sitting.
Yeah. How would a person consume that much water in one sitting?
Okay, athletes are more at risk because when they're exercising, they are trying to replace their body fluids without checking their salt, without accounting for the salt losses.
Yes.
So they are very much at risk of having water overload. It's rare, but it can be common in athletes.
I mean, Bruce Lee, this was a big story that came out on the 22nd of November. And it was interesting. My brother and I were talking about it because I'm that horrific sister nobody wants. Did you drink water? Are you drinking enough water? Here's a water bottle. Don't forget to pack your water bottle. And then he sent me the story about martial arts icon Bruce Lee, who may have died from drinking too much water. And it's something that I'd really never, ever heard of. But kidney specialists did the study. And to your point, if you have a kidney issue, then of course it's going to impact you.
It is. Yeah. If you are having any kidney issues, yeah, if you have any heart health issues, you need to see a healthcare professional for them to be able to determine the amount of water that you should take based on your weight, your sex, and your physical activity level.
So a kidney issue, obviously you have been diagnosed or you have symptoms. What are we actually looking for here?
When you are
having a kidney issue?
Yes, when you have kidney issues, you need to be diagnosed by a healthcare professional, by your doctor. There is this thing that we check, we call it glomerular filtration rate, is the rate at which your kidneys are excreting like waste products from your body. So we check the glomerular filtration rate to diagnose you with kidney failure or kidney issues. We also check what we call creatinine and urea levels to diagnose you with such, but you might have to go through, you have to go through a healthcare professional, to diagnose you with such.
So what are the consequences? I mean, I'm hearing about this thing called water intoxication. And that's really what you're saying here. But that gives you what? Is there pain? Is there some sort of impact to your brain? What actually happens?
Okay, when we are taking too much water, it dilutes the important salts in your blood, more especially what we call sodium. And when sodium levels are low, below 130 millimoles per liter, doctors diagnose you with what we call hyponatremia. Hyponatremia is having very low sodium levels in your blood, and consuming too much water can be one of the factors that can contribute to hyponatremia. So when sodium is low, sodium is important in maintaining the balance of fluid outside our body cells. So when sodium is low, then water moves from outside the body cells to inside the body cells, causing them to swell. And if the brain cells swell as well, then that is a very big problem.
So this is part of the issue with the Bruce Lee story, if I can bring it back there, because everybody who is a martial arts fan will know that the cause of death, they said, was about his brain, swelling on the brain. So you're saying, yes, that happens as a result of water intoxication.
Yes, although it's rare, it can happen.
That is so, so crazy. How does a person treat that?
Okay, doctors can put one on what we call diuretics, and in severe cases, they can replace the sodium in the body just to try and maintain or manage your water and your fluid balance and electrolyte balance. Electrolytes are the important salt in your blood. So, and there are also some symptoms to look at.
Yes, please.
Yes, which are like your headache, your nausea, and vomiting. And then in severe cases, you can be drowsy. There can be a muscle weakness, some cramping, increased blood pressure, your confusion, and seizures.
Everything in moderation, hey?
All in moderation.
Everything must be, even the best things,
yes,
for you, because water is so important.
It's very important. Basically, all the systems in your body need water, like, for them to function. For you not to have constipation, you need to consume enough water. For you not to have kidney stones, for you not to have urinary tract infections, you need to make sure that you are well hydrated.
Amazing. But too much is too much. And as you say, it is very rare. And I'd like to rubber stamp that, because I'm sure there are a lot of people who don't drink enough water who are listening right now going, wabon.
Yes.
So no. This is very rare what we're talking about, and water is very important. I've got a question here from Munchu saying, hi Bubby, is there a best time to drink water?
I don't think there is a best time to drink water, but I think starting your day with drinking water can increase your water intake. A lot of us struggle with water intake. I always tell my patients or clients in practice that you need to always have a bottle of water inside.
Yes.
As long as it's on the table, you can have a liter and then you put it on your table, like when you get to work. By lunchtime, that water will be finished.
Yeah.
Yes, as long as we don't consume that liter in one sitting. Yes. So, and then after lunch, you can refill the bottle so that we can meet at least 2 liters of water in a day.
And then tell me about this. I heard, and I struggle with it as a water person, but you must hydrate before you caffeinate. Having your first cup of coffee is not the right thing to put into your body before you even put water in.
Yes, that is why most healthcare professionals will say drink water before you start your day. It can also help with reducing like your appetite, like for you to be able to maintain portion control during your breakfast as
Yes.
So caffeine is one of the things that can cause dehydration when consumed excessively. So in a day, as an adult, you need around 200 milligrams of caffeine in a day. So that is equivalent to 2 to 3 cups of coffee per day.
I'm sorry, what?
2 to 3 cups of coffee per day. And coffee, a cup I'm referring to 250 mils cup.
Okay, so we'll come back and have a conversation about caffeine another day. Not focusing on that. And I'm not guilty of anything. But I think many of us working in this concrete jungle, back-to-back meetings, advisory boards, gigs, patients, clients, we live on coffee.
We do, but that is not right.
Yes.
If we are eating well, we're having small frequent meals, then we won't need to that much coffee because our energy levels will be so good when we're having smaller frequent meals, 3 meals per day with snacks in between.
So really, when we talk about people needing more energy and having low energy, as the dietitian, your advice is around what we eat.
Yes, what we eat and like how frequent you are having your meals. Any dietitian will advocate for small frequent meals.
Yes.
Smaller portions, and then you having snacks in between your meals.
Yes. 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 That makes so much sense. What exactly is a good food to eat that also then will help you regulate your, what is it called? Hydration. Hydration.
Yes. The quality and the quantity of your meals matter as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
The quality and quantity. If you are having, like, for example, we recommend that you have like meals that are mostly balanced. Half your plate needs to be vegetables when you're eating. A quarter needs to be starch and a quarter needs to be protein. Mm-hmm. So that is what we call a healthy balanced diet. Having a lot of fruits and vegetables as well. And a lot of people don't know, we can get 20% of our water from the food that we eat. Mm-hmm. There are foods that are very high in water, like your watermelon as well.
And cucumber.
Yes, and cucumber.
Yeah.
Yes.
What do you say to somebody who says they don't like the taste of water?
Okay, we can flavor our water. I've seen a lot of people adding lemon to it. Lemon water doesn't help you lose weight, guys.
Yeah?
Lemon water just enhances the flavor of water and also increases the intake of vitamins and minerals because lemons do have vitamins. So you can also add some berries to it, some ginger to it, just to enhance the flavor.
There are also drops now that you can buy at the pharmacy that are flavor enhancing drops. I look at those and I just think, you know, people are making money.
They are. But if that can help you to, because I've checked them, they don't have calories as well. They don't have a lot of calories as
right.
well. If that can help you to increase your water intake, then there's no issue.
We have a motto in my house. Water is for thirst. Juice is for taste.
That's good. Yeah. Water is for thirst. And juice is for taste.
And it can be juice. It can be the cordial, because we know the orange cordial that we like to mix. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
It can be a soft drink. It's for taste. It's that thing. Just like once in a while. But when you're thirsty, it's about the water.
Yes, because I've seen a lot of people, including members of my household, with every meal, they'll be having a big like glass of whatever cold drink, which increases the amount of sugar that we are taking as well.
Yeah. If somebody is addicted to whatever cold drink, how do you start weaning that out of them?
Okay, I can advise them to start with your zeros, you know, the ones that don't have they don't have sugar and they don't have caffeine as well. So we can start there because at the end of the day, we are human beings. We're going to crave fizzy drinks as much as we advocate for water intake. One day you will crave for that fizzy drink. Yeah. So if you go for the zero cold drinks, then at least the amount of sugar and the amount of caffeine and the amount of energy becomes less. Not that they have any nutritional benefit, but at least you're not taking a lot of sugar.
I mean, something I'm noticing is like very, very thin women, okay, who drink a lot of that caffeinated cola. And I can understand it. There's a sugar rush that happens that then you don't go for an energy drink, or, you know, maybe there's some issues with like eating food and whatnot, but the sugar is really quite addictive.
Yeah, sugar can be addictive. Mm. We do allow people to have sugar, but in moderation. So sugar can take about 10% of your nutrition requirements per day. That is equivalent to 6 teaspoons per day for adults and 3 teaspoons in children. We do allow people to take sugar, but in moderation.
Mm. And then the quick question around the temperature of the water. I hear a lot of, talk about cold water, ice cold water, not necessarily being good for you.
So the temperature of water doesn't matter. It doesn't matter as long as you are taking enough water. If you prefer your water hot, I see some people taking warm water in the morning when they wake up, then that is good. If you prefer it cold, then that is good. We just need to make sure that there is enough intake of water.
So tell me quickly, how do we follow you? Because, I mean, I think having a dietitian at the end of the year to start the year properly and to get in with good habits is really important.
Yes, so on Instagram, I'm Dietitian Moloko, and on Facebook, Moloko Mithlape Registered Dietitians, and on Twitter, I'm also Dietitian Moloko Mithlape, and I'm also based in Centurion as well.
Wonderful. So lovely to meet you.
Lovely to meet you too. I was actually nervous. I'm meeting one of my favorite women.
But this was such a fascinating conversation. You really taught us a lot. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Moloko Mithlape, Registered Dietitian, talking to us a little bit about water intake.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.